A lot of us are thinking about the holiday season as it is approaching, and many of us buying gifts, putting up trees, and preparing for the festive season. But this will be a Christmas like no other, let's face it. At yesterday's COVID-19 briefing, Chief Medical Officer Dr. Janice Fitzgerald outlined the protocol and restrictions during the holidays.
Tomorrow marks the first day of December. And for many people, this begins an exciting countdown to Christmas. My countdown is a little more of an apprehensive one. And I know that many individuals will be returning home to the province this month, whether they be students, seasonal workers, or individuals reuniting with partners and children. Inevitably, we expect to see more cases of COVID as a result of travel into the province. For travelers and their families welcoming them home, please remember that travelers must adhere to the 14-day self-isolation requirement. As a reminder, if someone is self-isolating in a house with others, use a separate bathroom and bedroom if possible. If it is not possible to use a separate bathroom, it must be thoroughly disinfected after each use. Avoid close contact within 6 feet with people who are not self-isolating with you. Ideally, you should be in a completely separate area of the home and not be in common areas of the home. This may mean having meals delivered to your door. Do not use common items with others in the home, such as serving utensils, and any common touch points, such as doorknobs, should be disinfected after use. No visitors should enter a home where someone is self-isolating, and if someone in the house becomes symptomatic, everyone in the house must self-isolate. Please also remember that if families decide to self-isolate together with a traveler, they are not permitted to leave the property for a full 14 days unless urgent medical care is required. I would also like to remind anyone looking to travel to or from the province this year that only essential travel is advised at this time. As well, our new travel form will be going live on our website tomorrow for those who are looking to come to Newfoundland and Labrador. This form will provide a faster and more efficient process for both travelers and border officials. I continue to hear of parties being planned for Christmas and New Year's Eve as if this year is the same as any other. It is not the same. This year is very different. I think that there is a misconception among some individuals that COVID is not in their community or social circles simply because we do not yet have any evidence of community spread. COVID can be anywhere at any time, and a Christmas party can set up the perfect conditions for that to happen. Please continue to be mindful of people, space, time, and place. To be clear, small gatherings with close, consistent contacts is acceptable. A party with 50 people is not. Please remember 20 for 2020. The fewer contacts you have, the less opportunity the virus has to spread. So please maintain a consistent close group of contacts over the Christmas season. Gathering spaces should be large enough to allow physical distancing, and let the size of your space determine how many people you can safely accommodate. If you only have room for 10 people with physical distancing, then 10 is your maximum. If you host a small gathering, ensure your bathroom is well stocked with soap and hand towels. And if you are sick, stay home and do not invite others to come for a gathering at your house. Please remember that the risk of infection of COVID-19 increases as people spend longer amounts of time together, and spending time together indoors is more risky than time together outdoors.
That's Chief Medical Officer of Health for the province, Dr. Janice Fitzgerald, just kind of outlining some of the restrictions and regulations for the upcoming holiday season. 20 is for 2020.